Welcome to the Making Sales Social podcast, featuring the top voices in sales, marketing, and business. Join Bryn Tillman and me, Bob Woods, as we each bring you the best tips and strategies our guests are teaching their clients, so you can leverage them for your own virtual and social selling. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to Making Sales Social. Today, I am so excited to bring you Bradley Jacobs, who's the founder and CEO of MyLance. MyLance supports business development efforts for independent business owners, entrepreneurs, and fractional executives. One of the reasons I'm really excited to have Bradley here today is so much of our business, when we are independents, relies on only us. There's no one else to discuss things with. There's nowhere to run ideas off of someone. And so I'm excited to talk to Bradley about how he solves one of the biggest challenges, which is how do independent consultants, fractional executives, grow their business. Bradley, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So the first question we ask all of our guests is, what does making sales social mean to you?
For me, it's combining social media, which we're all very accustomed to, and selling in a productive and complementary way. So I think about it as engaging on LinkedIn, and that's really my social media platform of choice. I think it is yours as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Where, right. So I'm publishing content, but I'm also really engaging with my community on LinkedIn in a way where I'm building trust, I'm building legitimacy, I'm adding value, and then there's this opportunity to sell, but I'm not selling first. So it's really combining that social media component with, yes, I'm adding value and you're seeing the value that I can add, so you may want to buy from me.
I love that. So, you know, I want to talk to you as we move into this conversation around helping the entrepreneur and the fractional executive grow. Your background. So for 4.5 years, you built your own fractional COO business. Can you talk a little bit about that journey?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, I kind of fell into it. I had left Uber. I was launching new markets and running new business lines at Uber. And once I quit, I was like, I have to do something on my own. I'm ready. And so I thought to myself, what if I find some part-time work while I kind of figure out what I'm going to do? And I really just reached out to a bunch of people, both in my network and on LinkedIn. And I said, hey, I left Uber, but you know, this is what I'm capable of doing. Would love to have a conversation. And 11 of those people said no or rejected me, but one said, yes, let's have a conversation. And that turned out to be my first client. It was 25 hours a week. I was making about 25K a month. It was more than double my Uber salary in half the amount of time. And it blew me away. I was like, this feels too good to be true. So let me go see if I can find another client and another client and another client. And I was able to, and it was, kind of opened my eyes up to a whole new way of working, which has fueled my passion for MyLance today.
So I love that. And what I love is that you did what you are helping other people do. And I always think that gives so much credibility to the conversation and to bringing you in as a consultant. So talk about the challenge a little bit that these entrepreneurs and fractional executives are facing today.
I'd say the biggest one is you're servicing your clients, you're collecting payments, you're delivering all this value, and yet you still have to be doing business development. I think that's just the hardest thing. It's like, how do I find time for all of this stuff that I need to be doing as a business of one? Right? It's, I don't have this team around me. And so that is no doubt the hardest thing. So what happens often is people sprint, they find a client or two or three, they fill up their plate as much as they want, and then they stop doing business development and they focus on their clients. And from a client perspective, that's great. But eventually one of those clients, the contract, it's going to end. And then you're going to have wished you've been doing business development this whole time. I think finding systems that are really working while you're sleeping, or that require only 20, 30 minutes, maybe a week of maintenance that are ongoing, I think is the key for these kind of people that are really businesses of one, that just don't have enough time in the week to, you know, get all of it done.
So talk to me a little bit about what that might look like. Like, you know, if someone says, okay, Bradley, help me develop a system, what are you actually focused on?
I would think about a budget, right? Every business has a sales and marketing budget, and fractional executives are no different. They don't want to spend any money, and I get it, but we need a budget. So then we're going to use that budget for tools that automate or give us our time back, but still get the job done. So I think about three ways that every fractional should be, in my opinion, doing business development each week. It's one, growing your connections on LinkedIn. It's posting content to those connections. So now there's this complimentary, I'm adding new connections. They're seeing the value in my expertise. And then curated, thoughtful outreach to a select list of decision makers that are in your niche, that are in a good position to bring you on. And so you can basically maybe, you know, create one piece of content and chop it up three different times. And that's my Monday, Wednesday, Friday content. I'd use an automated tool to add new connections every single week. You can use Expandy or Linked Helper or one of those. And then I'm obviously biased here. I'd use a service like MyLance that basically just gives me a contact list saying, these are the best people every month for you to reach out to. You can go build your own on Sales Navigator, Crunchbase, or Apollo. MyLance does a perfectly curated list for you for your fractional business, and essentially have those running all in parallel. So that could take you maybe only an hour a week, and you'd be having new conversations every single week to build up your, I'd say, warm lead list, if you will. So even if your plate is full, you're still having these conversations so that when your plate is not full, you have this list of people to reach out to.
So as you're reaching out, I mean, there are a couple of things that come to my mind. I know that there are rules around what you can do on LinkedIn. How does MyLance fit into what LinkedIn permits? And the second part of that is, how do you personalize outreach at scale?
So the way MyLance works is we're taking your niche and your ideal customer, and we're doing a search based on companies that fit your niche, that have budget, that have a gap on their team in your function. So if I'm a fractional COO, we're making sure that company does not have a COO or head of operations, director of operations, things like that. And where you might even have a warm intro path. So we'll pull in your LinkedIn connections. You're going to give us a downloaded list. So we're not like scraping LinkedIn. We're not violating any terms and conditions there. So you're going to give us the list and we're going to enrich it. And then we're going to find the best people for you to reach out to. So you may only reach out to 60, 70, 80 people a month through MyLance, but it's incredibly curated, right? It's not like this spray and pray random approach. It's very, very targeted for companies in your niche. And then for the second piece, you basically have two options from what I've seen. One is you do less personalization. You could bring in first name and you can bring in company and you can bring in title, and you can have it automated that goes out every single week. Or you can take the time and actually personalize it, which of course is going to take more time. And those two options are, one, you do it yourself and you just spend 20 minutes every morning writing notes, or you could have an SDR or VA do a first draft of that. And I would recommend you review it, but you could certainly pay someone to give you the time back to do the research for you, to draft those notes and then put them into some sort of outreach campaign.
So when we originally talked, so I am slightly anti-automation with LinkedIn, but the value that you bring, I want to emphasize, which is really curating and coming up with the hottest, greatest opportunities. So I am never going to promote the automation side of things necessarily, but I want you to go a little bit deeper and explain how you are really vetting, without giving away your secret sauce, of course, sure, but how you're really vetting and that curated list of 60. And I'm going to throw out my recommendation is, when you've got that list, make the time. It's not significant. If you're talking about 60, let's say even, you know, what is that? 15 a week, right? That's three a day. When you break it down and you've got this incredible curated list, that Bradley and his team help with, and you now personalize that outreach and make it meaningful, I think this is a killer approach. So talk a little bit more about that curation process.
So I'll use myself as an example. I think it'd be helpful to just walk through a tangible example. So
yeah.
I helped start the Uber Freight business, and then I was running our automation teams within Uber Freight. So I have all this tech and freight logistics experience. So if I came into Mylands, I would say, okay, I'm in operations. I had this experience in freight logistics, and I'm a startups guy, right? Even though it was Uber, it was a startup within Uber, and I want to work with early stage startups anyway. So I would tell Mylands, seed, maybe series A, early stage, freight, logistics, and then some sort of technology, software, marketplace, platform. And I would focus on the United States, and I'd focus on, you know, maybe 10 to 50 employees, something like that. Mm-hmm. And what Mylands would do is we would go look at all of those companies that meet that criteria. And we can run basically an algorithm to determine, you know, which companies meet those criteria based size, location, industries, keywords, all that kind of stuff. And then we can go see who does not have a COO, who does not have a head of operations and similar titles. And then we can go see who's recently fundraised. We can go see who's hiring, which is just a general indication of budget. But we can also go see who's hiring in operations. Maybe someone's hiring for a COO or a head of operations or something like that, mm-hmm. which is a great entry mm-hmm. point. And then we can also pull in Bradley's connection. So I can download my LinkedIn, upload it into Mylands, and all of a sudden we have this list of companies that don't have COOs that have recently fundraised with open jobs and where I might have intro paths. So we've combined all of that. And then we're going to pull in the founders. In my case, that's who I want to target. The founders LinkedIn, and then we're going to do a search publicly for their email. If we can find their email, great. We find about 3/4 of the emails. If not, mm-hmm. no worries, we'll use LinkedIn. And so Bradley's going to get a list of 20 companies with all the founders every month that are a good fit for me. So you're saving me all of this time and energy, and all I'm doing is sending a note to those, let's say, 60 founders.
So I love this. And, you know, we run something called Prospect by Interview, where we teach our clients to go out to these high-level decision makers, interview them, and turn that into content. One of the challenges is the search criteria, as great as it is on LinkedIn, and even better on Sales Navigator, does not do nearly the impact or provide a list that is so ideal and ripe for conversation as what you do. And that's why when I saw that, I was like, this is really game changer. What this does, and I, if you're okay taking the automated outreach out of the conversation from my perspective, sure. The point of what Mylands does is it really is the SDR in a lot of ways, right? Like it is almost a full-time SDR, which could cost you $60,000, $70,000 a year, whose job is to do that research and to get you to that. Mylands is absolutely doing that job. And then as that entrepreneur or solopreneur or fractional executive, you need to make the time for the outreach, but you've now saved hundreds of hours. And that's what blows me away. So I thank you kind of for that highlight. The last question I'm going to ask you is, what question did I not ask you that I should have?
I think that a lot of people come to this, to fractional executives or independent consulting, wondering what's possible, or can I consult in my area of expertise, or what does this really look like? And I want to, you know, use this platform to share basically, if someone was willing to hire you as a W-2, right, clearly you have a skill set, an expertise that you bring to the table that someone else feels is valuable. And there's no reason you can't do that as an independent as well. And so that's what I tell people, is that I didn't know that I could consult in operations, and I certainly could. And now I've worked with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in every single function and discipline and experience. And a lot of people, if they do the work from a business development standpoint and they're willing to put themselves out there and ask for the numbers, it works and you can do it and you can make it sustainable for as long as you want. And that's obviously what we're supporting with MyLance, but I'm really passionate about this way of working and it's certainly possible.
Well, and one of the things that I thought of when I'm looking at MyLance in impacting this industry is you really are allowing people to launch while working because you've taken the major hours out of the business development. And for me, when I launched my company, my products were developed based on my sales. So as you launch a company, you have knowledge, you have the ability to do the work. It's the hardest thing is finding qualified leads, finding qualified opportunities and starting conversations. So I really appreciate that today. How can my audience find you if they're interested in learning more?
They can find me on LinkedIn, Bradley Jacobs, MyLance. You'll certainly find me on LinkedIn. I post quite a bit, so I practice what I preach. And then MyLance is at mylance.co. We also have a free community, so we don't just have this lead gen thing that's a paid tool. So feel free to join our community and we have workshops and free resources and all this kind of stuff that's great for people. So yeah, come check it out. And if you listen to this, I would love to hear from you on LinkedIn.
Yeah, let Bradley know you heard him here. Well, thank you so much. And to our listeners, when you're out and about, don't forget to make your sales social.
Thanks for watching and join us again for more special guest instructors bringing you marketing, sales training, and social selling strategies that will set you apart. Hit the subscribe button below to get the latest episodes from the Making Sales Social podcast. Give this video a thumbs up and comment down below on what you want to hear from us next. You can also listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Play. Visit our website, socialsaleslink.com, for more information.